Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local, the 25th of April, 2024. Happy Thursday. Today, windy, warm and humid with a high in the lower 80s. Now, tomorrow, we've got some morning storms that are going to be coming through. Those will be strong, not severe, most likely. Watch out on Saturday for the possibility late at afternoon and evening of some severe weather, however, says Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. And we will be watching it for you all weekend and activating KRLD's Storm Center team coverage if needed. Well, the student killed in yesterday's shooting at Arlington Bowie High School has now been identified, while the accused shooter remains locked up. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
The student, a senior named Etavian Barnes, died at Medical City Arlington less than an hour after being shot outside Arlington Bowie High School Wednesday afternoon. Superintendent Matt Smith calls this a difficult time for the whole community.
Honestly, I'm at a loss for words by this tragedy at Bowie High School.
Arlington Police Chief Al Jones says the shooter did not get inside the building.
The shooting happened outside. The suspect, he didn't make his way into the location. It was outside on the school property.
Jones confirms the accused killer is in custody. Bowie High School was placed on lockdown for several hours after the shooting, and the campus remains closed today. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The shooting rattled many of the students at Bowie High School. This girl says getting the notice about the lockdown on campus was a shock.
And I was like, what? And then I almost threw up because I got really, really, really nervous. Like shaky, shaky, nervous kind of throw up because I've gone through this before already.
She was attending a school near Timberview High School back in 2021 when three people were injured in a shooting. She says her campus was placed on lockdown as a precaution that day. Closing arguments get underway this morning in the capital murder trial of a Burleson man. KRLD's LP Phillips tells us what to expect.
Jerry Don Elders is accused of shooting a Burleson police officer, then carjacking and killing Robin Waddell of Johnson County. He was in her pickup truck when he was caught in Gainesville hours later. During the trial, prosecutors called a DNA expert who examined bloodstains taken from a shirt from Elders after he was arrested.
For the one that you found that related to Robin Waddell, it was 96.2 septillion times greater that was her DNA on that shirt sleeve cuff.
Right.
The defense is claiming the state was never able to prove Elders was the person who shot Waddell. Rather, they suggest a woman who was seen with Elders could have been the shooter. That woman was found in the area of Waddell's house. If convicted of capital murder, a death penalty hearing will begin. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The search continues for a missing 22-year-old in Forney following an early morning car crash.
Police say Wade Robison was traveling into Forney from Mesquite when he was involved in a single vehicle crash early Sunday morning on Highway 80. There was moderate damage to his car, but Robison was nowhere to be found. Oddly, his phone was found near a creek southeast of the crash site. Crews searched the water in the area, but operations were called off due to the opening of a new dam. Police the next day then began a search party with the help of volunteers and spent all day yesterday scouring the terrain around the wreck. Anyone with information about Robison's whereabouts is asked to contact local authorities. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, let's talk sports. The Mavericks avoided falling into a 2-0 hole in their first-round playoff series, but not so much for the Stars. They lost again at home last night to Vegas. A 3-1 setback. The Stars scored first, and then the Knights scored once in the first, second, and then an empty netter in the third to put it away. Now, this is the Stars' sixth straight loss to Vegas, dating back to last year. Coach Pete DeBoer was asked after last night's game if the Knights just have the Stars figured out.
They're the Stanley Cup champions. They've got everyone figured out. They figured out everyone last year, too, right? So we're not alone on that boat.
Game three will be Saturday night in Las Vegas. The NFL draft starts tonight, and the Cowboys have the 24th pick in the first round. Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com says maybe it's not 100%, but probably the Cowboys go offensive line in round one.
As much as the NFL draft is not 100% and how things can play out, I think this is about as close as you can get. So I'm going to say 95%. I think the Cowboys go offensive line. There's just too many tackles, too many guards, too many centers that are first-round caliber players.
The second and third rounds will be held tomorrow, and then they finish up on Saturday. Thanks to a decision yesterday by City Council, the WNBA's Dallas Wings may soon call Dallas home. Pending league approval, the Dallas Wings will move to the Dallas Memorial Auditorium at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, likely starting with the 2026 season. Wings president and CEO Greg Bibb spoke before the council and soaked up the moment.
A moment that can do so much for the Dallas Wings, our female athletes, our fans, the city of Dallas, and those who call it home. Today is an important day. But it is just the beginning.
Memorial Auditorium will be renovated. It currently seats 10,000, about 50% more than the Wings' current home, College Park Center. And the city is also offering the Wings a 15-year, $19 million incentive plan to make the move. After getting bumped down to second place for one night, the Rangers reclaimed the top spot in the AL West with a 5-1 win last night against the Mariners at Globe Life Field. They were down 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth when Adolis Garcia tied it up. Barely.
Here's the pitch to Adolis. A swing and a high drive deep center field. Going back is J-Rod. He's at the wall, and he makes the catch at the top of the wall. Or did he? No, he did not catch it. That's a home run.
He fooled Garcia. He fooled Eric Nadell. And then Evan Carter stepped up.
And there's a swing by Carter and a deep drive to right. Haniger going back. He's at the wall. He leaps, and that ball is history. No doubt about that one. Back to back go Adolis and Carter. And it's 2-1 Texas.
Rangers go on to win it 5-1. They play the Mariners one more time this afternoon.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.